Voters call an end to a 30-year congressional career. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Democrats in New York's redrawn 12th congressional district in Tuesday's primary choosing Jerry Nadler to run for re-election in November.
The cost to Democrats was a powerful voice in Congress. Carolyn Maloney called it her privilege to serve and hopes more women follow in her footsteps.
Continue to open doors, end all forms of discrimination, and smash glass ceilings.
Nadler now moves on to face Republican Michael Zimbluskas in less than 3 months.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Nadler thanked Maloney for her long service in Congress. The races for governor and senator in Florida are set. Democrats choosing Congresswoman Val Demings to run against Senator Marco Rubio in the fall.
We're not looking behind us. Tonight we come looking forward. It's about holding America to its promise.
Senator Rubio says Demings has said some questionable things as a former police chief.
She called what Minneapolis was thinking about defunding the police. She said, that's very thoughtful. When people were in the street burning down cities, she said, oh, it was a beautiful sight. Now she says she's against defunding the police 2 years later. They didn't need you to say it now. They needed you to say it when people were burning the streets and torching police cars.
Former Republican Governor Charlie Crist has been picked by Democrat voters to run for his old job again against the GOP incumbent Governor Ron DeSantis. President Biden today expected to announce forgiveness of up to $10,000 in student loan debt.
She called...
Forgiving federal college student loan debt will cost between $300 billion and nearly $1 trillion, $980 billion over the 10-year budget window, depending on program details. About 70% of debt relief accrues to borrowers in the top 60% of the income distribution.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America is listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal judge will consider former President Trump's request to appoint a special master to oversee the handling of documents seized from his Mar-a-Lago home, giving his attorneys until Friday to give her specifics of what they'd like to see done. Twitter's former security chief has turned whistleblower on the company's security measures.
Former hacker turned executive Peter Zatko filing a complaint with not only the Justice Department, but also the FTC and the SEC, accusing Twitter of misleading regulators, investors, and users. Zatko says that Twitter's security vulnerabilities could open the door to misinformation and manipulation by foreign governments, accusing one or more staff members of being foreign agents. Earlier this month, a former Twitter employee was convicted of spying on behalf of Saudi Arabia. Twitter, in its defense, says that Zatko was fired from a senior executive role at Twitter in January this year for ineffective leadership and poor performance, adding that what we've seen so far is a false narrative about Twitter and our privacy and data security practices.
Fox's Susan Lee. The Internal Revenue Service says it's conducting a comprehensive review of safety at its facilities in response to what it says is an increasing number of threats following congressional approval of the spending bill that authorized the hiring of 87,000 new agency employees. A federal judge has ruled an Ohio college violated a student's Fourth Amendment rights when they made him pan his bedroom with his webcam before taking a test online.
The lawsuit was filed last year by Aaron Ogletree, who said the pandemic forced him during Cleveland State University's 2021 spring semester to take classes online to protect the health of his family members. He said he initially protested, but scanned his room before the chemistry test, fearing he would get a failing grade if he didn't. The judge ordered Ogletree's attorney and attorneys for the school to meet to determine what the next step should be.
Fox's Lisa Lacera, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.